Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Luna Fest is a film showcase dedicated to highlighting women filmmakers. It's coming up this Saturday in Custer. Today we are joined by Peg Ryan. Peg is committee chair for the event. She joins us now from Custer. Peg, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little overview about this film showcase and why it's coming to Custer this weekend.
Okay. It is, as you said, a collection of films all made by women, and they are all short films. And this year there are six of them, so they're each about 15 minutes long, and they highlight various women, the talent of women filmmakers in particular, and also subjects of interest to women, although the subjects cover a wide range of topics, and they're really of interest to any audience. So there is no reason for men to feel like they couldn't come. They would certainly find something interesting in these films.
All
it's
are welcome.
It's an opportunity.
give me an idea of some of those topics that you talked about that run the gamut.
Okay. Well, usually there is something about health. There is something about leadership. There is usually something about a first for women. For example, in this year's collection, there is a little film about a Cuban woman boxer. And it turns out that boxing is a big sport in Cuba, and there are 80,000 men who box in Cuba and only one woman. So it kind of talks about her road to achievement and just showcases something that's unusual, something we wouldn't hear about. And there is also a film about a deaf woman who is going through breast cancer treatment and how she is part of a support group and how difficult it is for her to participate in the support group because of her, I hesitate to call it a handicap, but that's what it is. I mean, it's something different. So it brings to mind, the films bring to mind subjects that we don't often think about. And they are done in a very engaging way. There is some drama, there's usually a comedy, there is almost always an animation film, and there is one this time too. There are films from all over the world. The animation film comes from Iran, and in Iran it is very difficult for women to make films, so it's really a special treat to be able to see the talent of someone who has difficulty getting their talent showcased in their home country.
So when you watch the films, are there opportunities between the short films for discussion or conversation?
Afterwards. We usually try and talk about them afterwards because LunaFest asks that everyone decide what films are their favorites and rate them so that they have a sense of which ones people like the best. Mm. And so that always generates discussion among people as we're sitting there filling out our forms and deciding which ones we liked best.
Sure. So do you get to pick what's showing beforehand, but you do provide input afterwards? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we just put in we just have input afterwards. We don't pick the films out. The film festival is a fundraiser for the Breast Cancer Fund and also for whatever local nonprofit hosts the festival. So it's held all over the country, but we have been the only ones in South Dakota for the last few years who have held this film festival. This is our fifth year holding it in Custer. So it's really an opportunity for women to gather and talk about their concerns, but it's also an opportunity for girls to see what women can accomplish. We really encourage teenage girls in particular to come and see, and it's an inspiring event to see what women can accomplish, and especially in a short period of time, given the time constraints of the short films. But there are also subjects that, as I said, we don't often talk about, and these films come from all over the world, and especially in our rural area, we don't often have opportunities to see films from other countries. So this is a great way to really see the talent and really get an idea of what people's lives are like in different places.
So tell me a little bit about the local. I see that it has a $10 suggested donation. You said some of that benefits the Breast Cancer Fund. Some of it stays locally in Custer?
Yes. Our host group is Zonta Club of the Southern Black Hills. We are an organization of women dedicated to promoting enhancing women's lives. So we do what we can to help other women succeed and reach their fullest potential. And so part of the proceeds go to the Breast Cancer Fund, and part of them come to us, and we distribute our funds through what we call service dollars to organizations that are advancing opportunities for women.
So if you've been doing this for the fifth year now, what kind of feedback are you getting from audience goers year to year about the film showcase?
Everyone loves it. It's just an uplifting and inspiring experience. I first got involved with bringing it to Custer because I saw the films in Colorado one year, and I was just so impressed and so inspired. And when I learned that it was possible to bring these things to Custer, I was really excited about it and had just set about finding a way to do that. And now this is our fifth year, and we've been able to bring them here, and everyone loves it who comes.
What is it about short films as an art form that kind of speaks especially to the format with which you're presenting them? What intrigues you about short films?
I think it's the challenge. One year we held our own little contest, film contest, in connection with LunaFest, where we asked people to submit their own films locally. We had we gave out some prizes for it. And the challenge was for people to be able to make a statement or get whatever information they wanted out there within that short time frame of 15 minutes or less. And as a result, it is a challenge. And all of the filmmakers who submitted films noted that it was a challenge. And I think it's really interesting to see what can be accomplished in this short period of time. One of the films this year is only about 5 minutes long, and yet it really makes an amazing point. And so I think it's really fascinating to see what you can accomplish in a short period of time.
Is this a premier event for Zonta Club, or are there other events that you have throughout the year?
We do have other events throughout the year. We are especially interested in alleviating violence against women worldwide. It is a worldwide organization, and so that is one of our primary functions. And so we generally will have at least one forum during the year that talks about the issues around violence and how to promote nonviolence within your own community. One year we had a forum that we gathered all of the local agencies, representatives from all the local agencies who deal with domestic violence, like our school system, the sheriff's department, the social services, the city hall, and all the various entities that deal with domestic violence issues, the hospital, and we got them all together to talk about what they did so that perhaps if there were any gaps in the way they were serving people, they could learn about what each other was doing and make sure that they were filling those gaps. And
Peg Ryan? Peg, we're just going to interrupt you right there because we're running out of time. Our music is going. So I want to thank you so much. We'll put a link up to LunaFest on our website after the show.
Okay.
I'd like to thank all our guests, Peg Ryan, Fred Deutsch, Dana Ferguson, John Hunter, also Chris Lawfrey and Gina Myrose tomorrow midday. Welcome to the Year of the Monkey. We'll learn about how local Chinese Americans are celebrating the Chinese New Year. Meet me at noon Central, 11 Mountain. For SDPB Radio, I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.